Recently, I did some really deep, scholarly, intellectual research. It was called Wikipedia. And if Wikipedia is correct, there have only been a handful of books in all of human history that have sold 100 million copies or more. Harry Potter made the list, The Hobbit made the list, some of the like the classics of global literature. But you know what's so unique about this book, the Bible? This book, the Bible, has not just sold 100 million copies in its existence. This book, the Bible, sells 100 million copies every single year. Can you believe that? Whether you believe this book or not, whether you've read it or not, there is nothing in all of humanity that has equaled the impact and the exposure of this book that I hold in my hands. That's why this week I want to talk to you about the Bible. Do you know what the Bible is? Have you ever read it? Just parts of it, or half of it, or all of it? Do you feel like you understand it? Why in the world would you read it in the midst of your busy life? And if you want to read it, how should you read it, and where should you start, and what's it all about? This week, I want to cover a big picture of what this book is, and I have a bold goal that for the rest of your life, you would not just feel obliged to, but you would want to open this book and read the wisdom in its pages. I pray that starting this week, and hopefully for the rest of your life, you would turn to this book for guidance, wisdom, grace, faith, and salvation. Now, before I jump into all the details this week, I want you to think about this one shocking and beautiful thing, that you have something that Jesus himself did not have. If you have one of these on your phone, if you keep one of these by the side of your bed, if there's one of these in your church or in your home, you literally have something that Jesus himself did not have. When Jesus was growing up, there wasn't a children's Bible next to his bed. When he was around the dinner table with Mary and his stepdad, Joseph, they didn't open up the scrolls of the Bible to study. No, Jesus, 2,000 years ago, when he was on this earth, he only got little glimpses of the Bible when they pulled the scrolls out at synagogue worship. So think of that. If you have a Bible in your possession, you can literally open up these pages wherever and whenever, however much you want. What a crazy blessing it is to live at this time in history. Just a couple weeks ago, my family and I took a road trip to the East Coast, and we were in Washington, D.C. at the Library of Congress, and there at a special display behind thick glass was a Gutenberg Bible. Have you heard of those before? About 500 years ago, this guy Gutenberg invented the printing press, which allowed books not to be copied by hand, but to be mass-produced. And there behind the thick glass was an original copy of a Gutenberg Bible. And it was a reminder that what we maybe take for granted, lots of people didn't. Many people never would have touched a Bible in their hands for their entire lives. And as I left the Library of Congress that day, I thought about what a blessing this is. That wherever I am, however much I'm spiritually struggling, whether I'm rich or poor, I can get a free app or a free copy from a church or pay 10 or 15 bucks online and hold in my hands this book that has changed the world and has changed people's eternities. I want to leave you today with just one passage that comes from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 4, verse 12 says this: "For the word of God is alive and active." If you're looking for a living word, something that gets into your heart and lives and changes and grows, if you want spiritual activity in your life, you want to move and not stay stuck, but get closer to God through his son, Jesus, there is a perfect place to go, and it's the word of God. And thank the Lord, you don't have to travel to some church or some synagogue to get in contact with it. Because of the place that you and I live in history, we can open these pages wherever we want, and we can have an encounter with God. I can't wait to tell you more about this book this week. But for now, would you join me and would you pray? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us. We don't have to guess what you're like. We don't have to wonder what you would do. Instead, we can open the pages of this book and we can find Jesus, the one who gave up everything so that people like us could have everything forever. Inspire us this week, not just to pick up a copy of the Bible here and there, but to devote ourselves to it, that we would find incredible peace and joy as we think about all the blessings that come. We pray this all boldly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey,
Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here from Time of Grace. Thank you so much for investing your limited time to grow in your faith with us. But could I ask you for one more favor? I'm sure you're itching to check out social media or go on to the next part of your day, but you could do a huge help for the kingdom of God if you would rate and review this podcast. Just taking a few seconds of your time will help other people to find Time of Grace, which matters so much to us because we want people to hear about grace, to hear about Jesus, to hear about eternal life. So thanks for taking a little more time. We pray that God blesses you with a great day, and we'll see you soon.